All right, so the next topic they're moving on to is Baal Tosef. The Gemara actually here doesn't mention it explicitly, but that's the issue at hand. The Gemara, it comes up really sort of twice in the short section, starting on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara first mentions the issue in the context of trying to determine whether or not Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, has the din of Hadar. Does he darshan Hadar? At the very least, for lulav. So the Gemara says that it seems like Rabbi Yehuda does require lulav hadar mehudar. Why? Because he says that in ogdin lulav elbimino, you need to use for the eged halulav, which Rabbi Yehuda thinks this is habes b'chokas. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the eged halulav is ma'akev, right? Whereas the Rabbanan think it is not ma'akev. It is a mitzvah to use it because of Zekei Levamveyu, Hidur mitzvah, but it is Imna'akev. So Rabbi Yehuda says that, and when you're Me'aged, it needs to be Bimino. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Why is that? My time alav Mishum Dabai Hadar. So the Gemara assumes that this is because of Hadar, because it's more decorous if it's in the same min without having to bring all extraneous clashing clashing minim. If you just have the same min, it's more hudar. My response to that isn't the case, that's not why. Rather, lo deha marava afilu besiv afilu beikra dedikla, and the Gemara proves that it's not because of hadar, because you can use, as long as it's mino, you can use something which is not necessarily the most beautifying thing. Right? Or at least it's not so beautifying, or it's not the same color.
From the same tree.
Right, it's from the same tree, but it's not the same color. So whatever beauty you would have assumed that Mino would be providing, it's not necessarily the case. Therefore, it can be that it's Mehudar. Rather, Rebuta's reasoning is because he holds the Shitasa that Lulav Tzarech Eged. And therefore, it would seem, this is already importing some explanation into the Gemara, but Lachor is clearly what it means. Since Lulav Tzarech Eged, the min, therefore, is defined as being part of the Chetz Shal HaMitzvah, the Maisa Min Achrina Havlu Chamisha Minim. And therefore, if you use a fifth, if you bring something as part of that Lulav and Esrog, that isn't one of the Minim, so then that's a problem of being Chamisha Saminim. So the Gemara doesn't tell you what the problem. We'll get to the details of this later. Just going now through just introducing us to the sigyos. The Gemara doesn't even say what the problem is, but nonetheless, it does mention that there is this problem that it can't be chamisha saminim. And it quotes the brisa abras saminim shabuluv kshenche and posib mehen kachim musif in alayan, which the Gemara on the next daf on lamed aleph amibes turns to again and says, what's the chiddush there? It's pashut. Amar mar kshenche and posib mehen kachim musif in alayan pshita. And the Gemara explains that you could have thought, and this is a very controversial Gemara, just in terms of what the Girsa was, what the Havin was, the Kamash one. Basically, you could have thought that either Lefi Hashita that Lulav Tzarech Eged, or Lefi Hashita, depending on the Girsa, that Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, you could have thought that there would be no problem with the fifth min because Hadichu Dekai, Bahadichu Dekai, you would have considered them as if it's separate somehow. And therefore, it doesn't really impinge. It's not considered hosafa lahamitzvah kamash malan. All right, we'll get to that today extensively. What the Gemara is talking about there, what the Havina was and the Skana was, what cases are we discussing, and what are the principles that emerge in terms of Baal Tosef. Either way, these are the two sugyas that come up in this context. So, just to start out, I wanted to give just a more general background sketch of Iser Baal Tosef, and then we'll come to the. From Minaklal al Prat, we'll come back to what Argamar is discussing, both just the specific kind of Baal Tosef and also the principles that emerge from here and elsewhere. But first, just to note the Iser Baal Tosef as a whole, so that we find in the Gemara, in the Torah, it comes up in two places, seemingly. Right? Lo sosifu al davar sher nochim tzaveschem v'lo segru'u mimenu. That's in Parshas Ve'eschanan, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. You have the Azi, you have the Parshas. Yeah. Then you have in Parshas Re'eh, it's called Avar Asher Nochim Tzaveschem Osus Shismru Lo Asos Lo Sos Hevalav Lo Segrami Menu. And the Sifrei Altar in Re'eh quotes several cases, and one of them is ours, right? This is the makor. Now, the Gemara doesn't mention it here, but this is, in fact, the makor of the Yisr, Bal Tosif. Los Zeif Valav, Los Agrami Menu. So, Mikan Amru, Hanitni Matana Achas, Shenis Arbu, Benitni Matana Achas, you know, Ten Yidnatnu, Ben Matana Achas. Basically, the din of when you're doing the Shvichas Hadam, or the Zrigas Hadam, for your korbanos, so then there's a some korbanos have matanachas, some korbanos have meaning you put it on one of the korbanos of the mizbeach, some of them involve four. Basically, you can't do more than just the putting on the one if it's a matanachas. And what part of what that tells you is that you have to be chosh. You can't, even if you would have thought otherwise, that maybe there's a reason that justifies it, but there's an isser to do it more than one. So that's one example. Davar acher lo saseva lov lo saseva b'nayin she'ein mosifim ala luv ala tzitzis. So that's us, right? That's how do you know you can't add minim and tzitzis to the luv or go beyond the four chutim of tzitzis? Tamad lomer lo saseva lov. And then the Gemara, and then the Sefrei adds another minayin she'ein posim mehem tamad lomer lo sag. I'm sorry, minayin she'ein pasach levarach brechas kohanim lo yomar. Right, a kohen starts to say brechas kohanim. You should not say hoyol patachti levarach. I'll add another one. Why do I just three? Let's give another one. Hashem okay, I was saying Yosef Alechem. Can add another bracha. Tamad lomar hadavar filu davar lo saseif alav. So that's sort of hinted to in particular that b'dibor there's a problem, namely b'berchas kohanim. So those four cases are mentioned in the Sifrei, and those are the only ones mentioned in the Sifrei. The Gemara in the Bavli, the Gemara adds a couple of other cases. One is in the Mishnah in Erevin. The Mishnah in Erevin quotes a machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Tanakama about whether or not what happens if you have a tefillin in on Shabbos. You need to get it. It says Midnehad Leika. You need to get it out, right? You don't want the tefillin to be burnt. So the problem is there's no Erev, or even if there's Erev, you don't hold the Erev, right? Right? So it's a problem of Otsa. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Motzi tefillin machnisan zug. So I guess they had multiple pairs of tefillin, or perhaps there's multiple people in the house. But when you find tefillin, so you have to take it one at a time. You can take them out one at a time, meaning one pair at a time. Tefillin shorosh, tefillin shayad, one at a time and move out. You can wear two. Okay? Two by two, in other words. So, it isn't entirely clear. The Gemara initially doesn't seem to be sure about it. But what's the reason? Why is there a limit here? The Gemara's initial assumption was perhaps the limit that these Tanaim are placing on it, particularly the Tanakama, but that's, perhaps it's because it only can be considered non-hotzah if it's Derech Malbush or if it's Derech HaMitzvah, and that therefore if you were to put more than one on, it's not Derech Malbush, it's a Masai, it's just a way of carrying something on your head, that would be a problem. In other words, it's a problem specific on Shabbos of Hotzah. The Gemara ends up saying that's not the case, that the Machlokas really is Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol, whether or not it'd be Mutter, and the problem is what? Bal Tosif HaChalav or Bal Tosif Kam Nefligi. The Gemara actually suggests a number of different explanations of what the machlokas is, but the issue clearly is Bal Tosif, and the only question is when are you over on Bal Tosif? It's important Gemara for principles that we'll get back to when we get to the parameters of Bal Tosif. What is it that the Torah is offering? What are the principles of Bal Tosif, the parameters of Bal Tosif, the Asiya? So the Gemara says, for instance, over here, that maybe the machlokas is, do you need Kavana Lahosif, you need Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah in order to be over on Bal Tosif or not? Maybe that's a machlokas, right? Or perhaps, no, the machlokas is, Mara says maybe it's everybody agrees. I don't want to get into details, but basically the question becomes: everybody agrees that this is a case of shaloba zmano, meaning Shabbos loves zman tefillin, and also they also agree that bizmano everybody agrees you need to do a ma'aseh mitzvah. You don't need to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah to be over. The question is, what about shaloba zmano? That's a question. Either way, that's another example. It's another case where the Gemara says. I think I'm being pretty comprehensive here. I think these are all the cases that you have in Shas. The last one is that's mentioned. The Gemara has discussed it elsewhere, but they're all discussing the examples of the Sifrei. The last one is a Yashem Bishmini. The Gemara implies there that if you held that one particular opinion, according to your mayor, that even Shaloba Zmano, you don't need Kavana, you can still be Mosif, you still be over on Bal Tosif, so that would imply that Yashem Bishmini Besukah Yoke. So that's another example, right? If somebody sleeps in a sukkah, in theory, if they follow the parameters, the principles of Baal Tosif, namely, let's say, if you require Kavana in that case, and you have Kavana Lohosif, that would be over Baal Tosif too. So that's all you have in Shas, and in Chazal, really. Now, all those cases, and we'll get to it, but they all have to do with what? Simply being Mosif in Asiya. One who performs a mitzvah, or one who attempts to do a mitzvah which is not commanded, or attempts to insert components into a mitzvah which don't exist. We'll get to that more specifically. But the point is that it has to do with executing a mitzvah or an act, l'shem mitzvah, which isn't commanded. That's what Baal Tosif has to do with. And indeed, that's what Rashi, and that's all it has to do with. In other words, Baal Tosif asers people doing things that aren't mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, let's add. Potentially, or even perhaps l'shem mitzvah, but the point is, I don't want to define exactly the nature of the Yisr. That's what we'll get to when we get to the principles, but something having to do with adding elements to a mitzvah through doing an act which isn't commanded. That's what the Yisr has to do with, and that's what Rashi explains when he cites in both, when he explains the Pasuk, both in Re'eh and in Veschanan. In Veschanan, he says, also, Sivya kugon chamesh parshios v'tfilin. I forgot to add that one. That's right. The other example that is in the Mishnah, it's from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Chesam Beis. Rashi adds it in for us. Is Chamesh Parshios Tefillin? I don't believe that. Right, the Sefer did not say that. Right, Chamesh Parshios Tefillin. If you add a fifth parsha into Tefillin, so the Gemara seems to say explicitly. Although we'll see how explicit it is, but the Gemara, I think, I'm not sure if there's anybody who disagrees about this, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin implies that also would be an Aver Baal Tosif. Chamesh is meaning Belulav, Chamesh Hitzios, V'chein Lo Sigru, and as well, and Rashi cites the Sifrei again, Chamesh Hitobot Tzitzilin, Hei meaning Belulav, Arba Brachos, Berachos Kohanim, etc.
It's only in conjunction with existing mitzvahs.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to all that, exactly. Yeah. So that's more from now getting to the prod of Baal Tosif Asiya and defining what constitutes it. Well, that's exactly what we'll get to.
Is that going to be a chalak in like the L'shem mitzvah thing?
What do you mean?
Meaning, if we say it's only ones that are attached to pre-existing mitzvahs,
yeah.
Then it could be doing something l'shem mitzvah. It could also just be adding, you know, when it said four, adding a fifth.
Right.
But if it's also if it's things that aren't just attached to previous mitzvahs, then is the l'shem mitzvah conversation becomes much more important.
Yeah.
Because you have to be establishing it.
Yes.
I'm doing something.
Right, in other words, the Torah does.
If it's not a mitzvah, then
the Torah doesn't command you. You can't do anything but mitzvahs, right? So it has to be
right.
So what would make it about an Yisr Baal Tosif? Right. So we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to exactly. These are all crucial issues in terms of determining and understanding the Yisr, the nature and the parameters of the Yisr of Baal Tosif. But first, I just want to establish: is that all there is to Baal Tosif? That's the question we want to address. Is that all there is? So Ad Kani would say for sure that's all. That's what Baal Tosif is apparently. However, we find that according to several Rishonim, that isn't so. That Baal Tosif, there's another, if you will, dimension to it, or there's another avenue of Baal Tosif, which has nothing to do with acting, but rather with Horah, with instructing and post-paskening. The Rambam, this is the most significant place where we find this is in the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam says, Hilchos Mamrim, that's something that he's established there, that Bezin has legislative authority. He's specifically speaking there about legislative authority. They can asser something, and it can be assered ledoros, Torah Shabbat, as part of, that's something that can be established. Doesn't have to be Lufi Shah. We'll see what he's, I think, contrasting it with. But that Bezin has the power that for the Rambam, for many Rishonim, is simply a function of, right, we discussed a little bit. The Torah there authorizes Beis Din, among other things, not just to interpret Torah, but also to legislate, to be talking to Kanos. So then the Rambam says, so if you ask me, I always said, oh no, that has something to do with something else entirely. That has to do with when you're acting and you do stuff to mitzvahs, etc. That's how the Rambam says. So the Rambam says, no, that's if you establish your Moreh, you legislate, but you claim that it's actually not a legislation, that it's actually just in the Torah, that it's an interpretation, that's what the Torah means. When it says something, and you claim that that's what the Torah says, that's Baal Tosif. Ketzad, and he gives you an example just to explain. Harei kasuv b'Torah losav asherel gedi b'chalev imo. The Torah says losav asherel gedi b'chalev imo. What does that mean? Mipiashmu alamdu. What so Chazal understood this, that what it means, shezeh kasuv asher levashel v'la'achol basar b'chalev, bein basar behema, bein basar chay. This is the way we pass it. There are three shittos, two shittos about what deraisa is included, but we assume this is the correct one, that this is what we pass it like. That includes basar of an animal, either behema or chaya, but both. Aval basar ha'of butter b'chalev min haTorah. But chicken and milk is mutter min haTorah. So what's the halacha then about those? Im yavo bezin, so I just skipped a little bit. Vimyas or basar ha'of. Vayomar shu b'chalal ha'gdi v'hu asar min haTorah ha'rezim mosef. So they say, if they claim and pronounce, and they're more, that this iser of losav asher gedi b'chalev imo, they know it's true. It is a case that only applies. It only means meat, not chicken. If they say then that it also is talking about chicken, and they're more of that would be hausafa. V'hu asher min haTorah is a mosif. But so what is okay then? What they did, which is avalam amar basar ha'of mutter min haTorah. V'anu na'asor oso v'nodi la amshu gzera, that we're doing it for a particular reason. So if we say that, no, this isn't the Torah saying it. We are legislating. This is not our interpreting the pasuk of what it means, but we're actually imposing a separate legislation, midir rabbanan, that it's usher as a gzera, then ain't the mosif ela osa siyagot Torah. So that's not being mosif, that's just simply creating a fence around Torah. So the Rambam believes that there is such a thing as batosif behora. Bezdin can be over on batosif if they pronounce something which is not forbidden, to be forbidden min haTorah. The Ravid, it isn't entirely clear to me if the Ravid disagrees with this whole notion. He says, "Kol elo sheyisa ruach shekol davar shegazur lav asru l'siyag l'shmeres shel Torah ein bo mishum batosif afilu kavuhu l'doros v'asaua kishel Torah v'samchu l'mikra." And he has an interesting argument. I think he took the Rambam as saying that you have to make it clear that it's Zerbanan, not as saying that. What I think the Rambam probably more likely meant, even though admittedly there are parts of it which aren't so clear, because he says you have to be nodiyah, that it's. But what if they just. If the Rambam, I think he probably meant if they claim it's min haTorah, the Ravid understood it to be saying if they don't clearly stipulate that it's min derabanan. In which case, the Ravid has many counterexamples. I mean, the Chazal all over the place, there are dinim, we're not sure if they're machloksos, if they're dinim deraisa derabanan. How could we be in that situation, according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, if it's a din der Rabbanan and they aren't clear about that, that should be batosif. So that's a pretty good counterexample if you assume that that's what the Rambam meant. But presumably the Rambam, it's hard to argue that the Rambam would say, no, all those cases where you think, you know, to me they're obvious. The ones that are der Rabbanan are obviously der Rabbanan. The ones that are der Raisa are obviously der Raisa.
Let's go along with their Rachos Ba'alak Losasur.
The Ravi doesn't argue on Losasur.
Sorry, that's from
the Ramban. Yeah, we'll get to that.
I think it's derived, but I'm saying the Rambam has an expanded view of Losasor. This becomes like very, meaning the Lashon becomes even more davka.
What do you mean?
If you say that this Doreis, this din of, you know, chicken or, you know, basar oaf is part of, you know, gedi.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's Doreis, because if you said it was Doreis for the Rambam.
No, it is Doreis.
No, wait, meaning basar oaf is not Doreis, basar gedi is Doreis.
Right.
The Rambam is saying it's specifically that one has to say it's part of Basar Gedi. Not that one has to say it's Doraisa.
What do you mean?
If the Rambam's expanded view of Losasor, it means that there, you know, for all Darabanans, there's, you know, this Doraisa
element. You're bound to follow them, right?
Right. Then his language becomes even more dafka. Because he's not saying, he doesn't say, you know, Amar Basar Oaf Mutter Min haTorah Shu Asar Min haTorah. He's saying it's yasar basar of yomar shubichlal gedi.
Right. So
it's even more. It's not doraisa, but it's that you say it's part of.
Well, how could they claim? Well, so. But what would it mean to say that something is usher min haTorah, but there's no makor for it?
It wouldn't mean anything. But like just saying the term. You know,
but especially for the Rambam, we know, right, that's something that, you know, if something is a din deraisa, it's, you know, what do we count in the Taryag Mitzvos?
Right.
Things which have psukim.
Right.
There are things which halacha on Moshe Mitzrayim is the only thing which I think for the Rambam had a din d'oraisa status to it, but nonetheless, you would never say it wouldn't be called. It wouldn't. So I think there is a question. I'm not sure. I think there are achronim who are medayik one way or the other. We'll get to all that. Hope I don't know if this Chibur, but maybe the next one. Whether or not if the Rambam, if a Beis Din came along and said this is halacha on Moshe Mitzrayim, that would be a problem. But so I hear what you're saying. But I just think that largely speaking, what it means to say something is min haTorah is to say that it comes from something in the Torah, from some words in the Torah.
And this is only when there's like a formal Torah. This is not when someone were to just say something.
No. Yeah, right. Meaning if I were to say...
Someone like Beis Din hands down a din Torah.
Yeah, Beis Din is doing this as part of their, what is in some way, you know, it would be legitimate if they... So we'll get to that. We'll get to the nature, the relationship between Lo Sasor and Maltosif. But I think it's true that it's clear that it's specifically, I'll just say part of this now, which is that it's only because, I don't want to say too much, if they were in fact the case that it were to be part of the Gedi, we would be mechuyev to follow them on that. Meaning it is their prerogative to determine what is Gedi and what isn't Gedi. It's just that, so therefore, if it were true what they were saying, that's actually something which the Torah commands. I mean, that's their authority. We are bound to follow them on that. Therefore, their false claim it has a stature. But if I were to just do it, then
the punishment for being over Lo Sasor is what?
So the Rambam doesn't say. He doesn't say anything about Malkus. If that's what you're wondering.
Right, but I'm saying in theory, I think, if it's in Torah, they were trying to figure out if someone was over on Lo Sasor. I mean, if someone ate, you know, chicken, whatever, and the question is this a Darabanan or a Doraisa, and there was a slightly different punishment, or I think it was on Doraisas that you have to do.
What do you mean?
Meaning by Doraisa, meaning if someone ate chicken, right?
Yeah.
And then just in this case, just because it's a good one, of like, you know, we're trying to figure out, is there, you know, was he over in Doraisa or Darabanan?
If he had chicken and milk?
Yeah, chicken and milk. We're trying to figure out what's the punishment.
He was over on a Darabanan.
So he's over on a Darabanan, but let's say, in theory, there was a punishment for the Rambam, and he said, oh, he was over on a Doraisa Isser.
Which means the Doraisa Isser of what?
Me, I'm saying, that's...
When he's Doraisa Isser of Lo Sasser?
That's why, if he didn't stipulate, if he said he's over on a Doraisa level...
Yeah.
For the Rambam, who holds of an expanded view of Lo Sasser, is that enough?
Well, I would formulate it more that the Ramban has a restricted view of Lo Sasser, because it's from the Sigyos. I think it does incline towards the Rambam, and most of the, I think we'll see actually. I think most of the Shomim assume the Rambams.
Okay.
They take the Rambam's view.
In that case, where one would just say, "Oh, he was over on a Doraisa level."
Yeah.
But
that's saying somebody's over on the Doraisa, it's paskening in a way which
right, but I'm saying if he didn't stipulate, oh, it's a Doraisa Isser of Lo Sevashel Gediba Chalevino, as opposed to saying a Doraisa Isser of Lo Sasor, and if he just said it was Doraisa, is that enough?
Who said Doraisa?
I mean, if the Beis Din said he was over on a Doraisa level.
No, because that's not a problem.
Stipulate.
It's just, and also it's not a reporting, this is the Beis Din pronouncing what the din is. In other words, it's not applying it to a specific case necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be what the Beis Din would do when they, you know, are being. This is the Ram, you know, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Volchus Mamrim, that Misham, you know, Teitzei Torah L'Chol Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the authorities, and pronouncing it is part of their Horad. Not necessarily a case where there's a question that was given. Meaning, I don't know about that. But either way, the principle is important, which is that there is such a thing as Baltos of Hora. The Rabbit might be disagreeing with that on this point. I'm not sure if he means to limit things. When he says, Kol davar shegazru lav v'asruhu l'siag l'shmeresh al Torah, imbo mishum l'sosif. I don't know if he means to be limiting it specifically. If he is, then potentially he would also agree that there could be a case which would be about Tosef, but I'm inclined to think otherwise. Either way, the Rambam doesn't agree with him here, that's for sure. So the Rambam does have it. Now, it's not just the Rambam, it's also others as well, in particular the Ramban, famously. And we'll get to, when I want to, my plan here is just to establish, is there an issue or isn't there? Where do we get it from? How does it relate to the other thing? And then just what are the parameters of the Yisr? I mean Yisr Baltos of Bahara. What are the parameters of the Yisr Baltos of Bahara? That's what, you know, what is the nature and the parameters of Baltos of Bahara? That's what I want to get to, and then we'll come back to start dealing with Baltos of Basia. Not that's not for this chapter, obviously. But just want to establish before we... I don't want to be medayik now the differences between the Ramban and the Rambam. Just establish that there is a Baltos of which isn't just simply one does via adding elements or doing enacts which aren't commanded. This the Ramban gets from Yushalmi. The Yushalmi quotes the controversy. There's something. There's a parallel Gemara in Megillah Yudalad, but I just quoted here the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi quotes that there was a big tumult over the Takanas Mikra Megillah. Some held you cannot have Mikra Megillah. Actually, you know what? We'll skip the Yushalmi for now. The Bavli has the same. If you look at the Bavli, I actually did include it. I think on page 3, that this is page 3. Arba'im v'shmona tanurban arba'im v'shmona neviim v'sheva neviyos nisabu lem Yisrael lo pachsiv lo asiru amasha kasav b'torah chutz mikra megillah. My darush amar bechia barabin amar bishul ben korcha madz zacheres armin shir misal kaim al kosherkein. So what was the issue? Why did it need a drasha? That's the question. So the Ramban is there are many answers to that question. Actually, the first question you want to ask about that, and I will be giving, I think, a chabur shir on this topic somewhere, I think in Rinat, in Tienik, this month. But the first question you would want to know is what's unique about Mikra Megillah that only it is considered to be, as opposed to any of the other prior Tekanos, a problem of a pachsu o siru, amashik asav dara. But then the question becomes just after that, well, what is the problem here? So the Ramban in Allah Torah says, V'lfidati, he quotes Rashi that says, what does it mean is, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Rashi quotes Sifrei in the Gemaras, V'lfidati, afilu badal la'asos mitzvah b'fnei atzma, kigon she'asa chag b'chodesh she'badal l'mi libo ki ravam over belav. So the Ramban here talks about somebody who institutes his own mitzvah. Now here he says vasiya, or at least isn't clear, but he goes on to explain that what he means is something more along the lines of the Rama, namely hora. V'chach amr l'inim mikir megillah mei v'shmonim. He quotes the Gemara I just mentioned. He also quotes the Yushalmi. Right, so the Yushalmi actually quotes it. If you just take a look at the Yushalmi above him. Says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Shem Rabbi Yonos at Shmonim v'Chamishas Zekenim v'Hem Shoshav Kamen Neviim Hayim Mitzdar and all that was there. Amru Ksiv Ela Mitzvos Asher Tiva Hashem as Moshe. Whereas the Gemara Bavli does not say what the problem is. The Yerushalmi adds more. The problem is Ela Mitzvos Asher Tiva Hashem as Moshe. Elu Mitzvos Asher Nitzavinu Mipi Moshe V'Chach Amar Lo Moshe. Ein Avi Acher Asi Lechadish Chem Davar Me'ata. Right? Ein Avi Rasha Lechadish Davar Me'ata. That's the problem. Umorach Eveser V'Vakshim Lechadish Lano Davar. So the assumption of the Yerushalmi is the problem is because they are Nevi'im, Ora, right? And the problem is Einav Yerushalmi L'chadish Davar Me'ata. So the Ramban explains that that's not a separate point. It says, Lo Zazim Yerushalmi Nosim Minosim Davar Atchidi Yerushalmi L'chadim. Okay. What is the problem of Einav Yerushalmi L'chadish Davar Me'ata? So the Ramban explains, Harei Shehaisa Mitzvah Azo Asur Lehem Im Kein Hi B'chalal Lo Sosif Alav. Now to say that in the Bavli is one thing. To say in Yerushalmi, so the Ramban explains. Elo Shelo Lamani L'mosav Al-Pi Navi Elam Menakasuv Shenem Shamar Ela Mitzvos Einav Yerushalmi L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Eila mitzvos is just a detail in the parameters of lo sosif. Paldosif is the basic problem here. Eila mitzvos, which the Yerushalmi had a problem with, it was specifically asking about since, because in the context of Eila, because they were Nevi'im, and maybe if it's Alpi Nevu'ah, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Kamash Malan, Eila mitzvos, Ein Avi Shalach HaShav Me'ata, and therefore it's still Bechla Batosif. But that for the Ramban is just, you know, and he's saying Navi's no different. The basic point is that anybody who comes to be, goes there, or Mechadish Mitzvah, like Mikra Megillah, that is a problem of Baal Tosif. Oh, so the Ramban explains now, just as an aside, to come back to, Mash Tignu Chacham Mishim Geder, Ki Gon Shiyas L'Rayas, V'Chayotzi Be'an Zoi Mitzvah Min HaTorah. So that is not included, meaning this gets to the issue of what's unique about Mikra Megillah. So this is, for the Ramban, the answer that it's the first mitzvah chadasha b'fnei atzma, midi rabbanan. We've discussed this, we'll get back to it. Where the Ramban distinguishes, you know, between three kinds of derabbanans. There are derabbanans which just simply to safeguard the din Torah. Then there are derabbanans which are expansions of the Torah. Right, the Torah says also sakam malacha. In the Torah, this applies to this. In the Rabbanan, we're going to say malacha. The Rabbanan applies to this too. And then there's this third thing, which is just the mitzvah chadasha b'fnei atzma. So that, the Ramban, is what he's talking about here, and that is a problem of Baal Tosif. In the case of Mikra Megillah, you had the ability to do it only because you were darshan. Okay, we'll come back to this Ramban. Bottom line is there is...
Why can you do Megillah?
Because there was a drusha. In Yerushalmi ends up with its drusha. The Bavli's drusha is this famous drusha that is Kavah Chomer, Ma Me'adus L'Cheiros, Arminyon Shira, meaning something along... that we do on Pesach, which was Shira, presumably he means, many of you don't think he means, Mitzvah Sibur Yitzizrayim. If that's the case, Mimisa L'chaim Koshkein, so it was some sort of smach. The Ramban refers to it as a smach or a remez. It was some sort of hint encoded in the Torah that enabled, that justified it. But the point is that otherwise there would be an issue. Now this is a major chiddush, these astronomers. I'm not sure where they got it from. As far as I know, there's not really any clear makor on Chazal for this, unless you assume that was what the Yerushalmi Megillah is talking about, in which case you do have it. But it's also not clear. I mean, Chora, these two things are lo karav zel zeh. Baal Tosif means don't be mora isur, don't add isurim to the list of you know, the things that the Torah is asserting. The Chora is one thing, and then there's don't do things, you know, that aren't commanded. How do they both fit in the Isser? So I think it's pretty compelling to assume that these are in fact two different, I don't want to say Isurim, but they're two different formulations of the Torah are reflective. Now, there are many who suggest this. I think it's clearly correct in the Rambam, but it comes in two forms. First, you have the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu in his Perashat Torah, and he suggests that the Pasuk of Lo Sosef Alav, so that's the one which asers, that's the one that's relevant to our Gemara. That's the one which asers Baal Tosif Vasiyah. Right? The Pasuk in Re'ei, as called Davar Sher Nochim Mitzav Eschem, Osos Yishmu La'asos, Lo Sosev Alav Osegram Yenu, that refers to Emosif and Alulav, that refers to Emosif and Ala Tzitzis, etc. Right, this is what he says. It's called Avar Tishmu La'asos Lo Sosif Perish Lo Hosif Agufa De Mitzvah Kama Alula V'Tzitzis Lo Yivchos Midalid Lo Yosif Adalid Mikan Amru Lo Yosif Matana Achas Al Matan Arba V'Chulei. It's called Avar Shal Yosif V'Chulei V'Chulei. You know, that's where the Sifrei Darshan's it. Umashinema Reparshus V'Eschanan Lo Sosifu Al Adavar V'Lo Segruino Darshu Shal Lo Yosifu Al Taryag Mitzvos. That means you should not add mitzvos. I believe he means this issue, the issue of Hora. Versus Asiya. Although I think
which
it is Nitan to other interpretations. What?
Which pasuk is for the second type?
The pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, Los Sosifu al Davar Sher Yagidu L'Chaim, Los Sosifu al Davar Sher Nochim Mitzav Eschem. That's talking about that. Now, why would you say one or the other? He says, because that, from the context, sounds like it's talking about this. Ki bitchilo amar shemal afukim v'amashutim asher nochi melamed eschem la'asos v'alzeh amar Los Sosifu al Davar Sher Nochim Mitzav Eschem la'asos. Parshas Zo Amar es kol adavar darshu razal sheba osa mitzvah gufa lo sasifu v'lo segru. Yeah. So I think that's what he's referring to. I'm not 100% sure. I think he's referring to all these Baal Tosif Behara. That's what he's saying. That's from the pasuk in Veschanan. Baal Tosif Be'asiyah is the pasuk here. If that's what he means, that's highly questionable. It does align with what the Sifrei seems to darshan. It doesn't. The Sifrei only mentions these other isurim. The Sifrei only says emosif and aluv all in the context of parshas Re'ei. So in that sense, it's consistent with that. However, it just should be noted that the Rambam, when he cites the prohibition, so he cites it specifically. He always cites losa sefalav, right? And if you look at Hilchos Mamrim, Rambam says. Losa Sefalov, where is this? Yeah, Losa Sefalov, Losa Grami Menu. So it's not Losa Sefalov al Davar. And, moreover, the Rambam, when he discusses the Baal Tosif Asiya, actually quotes the other pasuk. Right? Ein HaKohanim Rasha'im B'chol Makom, this is Rambam, Hilchos Asiyas Kapayim, Perek Yidal, HaKohanim Beis, Ein HaKohanim Rasha'im B'chol Makom, Losa Bracha, Ashosh Pasukim, Gurun Hashem, Lokecha Vasechem, Yosef Alechem, Elef Pamim, V'Yosef So he quotes the other pasuk, Lo Sosifu al Davar. So I think the thing that's so just first to note, it happens to be that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is consistent with the Rambam. The Sifrei is not. You know, as if we were going to be medayik here in the psukim and say that maybe they're talking about two different things, then it's then there's a phrase not because of the Rambam. However, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah quotes the same halacha as the Sefrei. Kohen she'olo l'duchaj lo yomar holo v'nasan l'rishus l'chavar ha'zirol osi bracha as'v'shali k'ilon shem l'kev v'zeichem 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 kam l'omar lo s'sivu al davar. But it is consistent with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam. And I think, therefore, if this is the case, that we're dealing with two different formulations for these two different kinds, I think it's more likely what the Nitziv says. Namely, that what we're dealing with here is that in the Parsha in Veschanan, when it says lo s'sivu al davar, that's talking about Arsugya, yichidim who are doing mitzvos, they should not be osa mitzvah in a way which. Yeah, but when it comes to the pasuk lo yosef alav in Re'eh, that's where that's referring to hara. This is how he explains it. Lo yosef alav, he says le'el k'siv lo sasifu blushon rabin v'chein v'kan k'siv blushon yachid ha'inim shum d'sham azhara milahosif oli groa eino chashash lahara sanhedrin ela eza yachid o yichidim b'Yisrael. Meaning here in Parshas Re'eh, he has Hara Gamlus and Hedrick Dola Shalo Yosifu al Makubo Bator Shabapeb and Mitzazazib and also say, Kosha Kosova Rabbim, Hilfus Mamrim, Linian Basa Bachalov, Mishumachik Siv Beloshin Yachid. Now, his argument for this is, meaning I think it's compelling just if you look at the Rambam, happens to be that this is seems to be the case. He always mentions, in the context of Hara, he's always discussing Lo Sosev Lo Vosigra, context of Yechidim adding on as they're doing mitzvos. He says, he quotes Lo Sosifu al Adavar. Now, how the Rambam, or why the Rambam would have said this, the Nesiv offers a compelling explanation. Lo Sosifu in general is taken to mean Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Whereas Lo Sosif, right, that's how we know, for instance, that, you know, Sfartim doesn't just mean Bezin, because it says Sfartim is plural, so it's Kol Yachid V'Yachid. So that's what he says. Shalo Yosifu, so when it says B'lashin plural, B'lashin Rabim, so that's referring to every yachid or yachid, meaning anybody. And if you're talking about yachid yachid, you're not talking about people that are being mora. You're saying just people that are doing mitzvos. Where it comes to the singular of lo sosif alav, so that's referring to beis and agadol. And the way he explains it, it's called a bechlal mchuna belashin yachid because it's talking about the nation as a whole. So hey, drigadol ha'inu kois rav hara. I honestly don't know why he has to say that. Why couldn't you just say that the beisin as a whole is also belashin yachid? We'll see. I think there's actually another explanation for this Rambam. Meaning the Nitziv is saying that this is, how did the Rambam get that is from the Lashon Yachid Lashon Rabim. I think that there's an additional element to it, which is, and this is something that is apparent not in the text of the, you know, the regular Mishnah Torah, if you will, but in the Hakdama, the Sefer Mada, that the Rambam actually makes it clear. He thinks that there's, right, in terms of Hora, we find in the Rambam, in Mishnah Torah, only speaks about it in terms of Bezin. He doesn't say anything about Navi. But in the Hakdama to Mishnah to the Sefer Ma'ada, in the Sof Minyan HaMitzvah Sakatzar, he does talk about it. And what does he say there? Elohim Sheish Meyos V'Shalosh Shei Mitzvah Shenemer Lo L'Moshe B'Sinai. He mentions in quick order the mitzvos, the Minyan HaMitzvos, sort of a summary of, it's the Pirtei HaMitzvos that appear, the Kotro that appear in all the Sefarim of the Rambam Mishnah Torah. So that's what the list is in his Hakdama to Sefer Ma'ada. And at the end of which he says, "Eleheim sheish meos shlosh shrei mitzvos shenemer lo l'moshe b'Sinai, v'yesh mitzvos acheros shenischatu achamatn Torah, v'kavu osa neviin chachamim u'pashu b'chol Yisrael, kigo mikra megillah v'ner chanukah v'tanis v'tisha b'av v'edayim v'erivin." Those, by the way, are all ones that. I mean, why that list? Because we say Asher Kishanu v'tzav v'tzivanu for all those. That's, I think it's clear that that's why the Rambam mentions these seven. Tanis Tisha B'Av, he does not. Tanis Tisha B'Av, there's no bracha, right? So maybe not. Okay, anyway. Kol elu ha-mitzvah sh'nischatu chayavin anu l'kablam l'shamram sh'nemar l'sasar medat mechol ha-davar ve'inam tosef es ha-mitzvah Torah v'amaz hira Torah l'osef l'osigra. So now already we know that the Rambam wasn't going to say, oh, it just means asiya. But look what he says. Shelo yiyad navi rasha l'chadish davar v'lo marsha gadash baruch hu tzivahu b'mitzvah zo l'osifa l'mitzvah Torah. The Navi cannot proceed to add another mitzvah. And if they had said so, says the Rambam, they would in fact be over on Baal Tosif. Rather, they're simply saying, We'll come back to that. There's some big differences between what the Rambam said here and what he says in Hilchos Mamrim. I think there are two significant ones. One clear and the other one, meaning, it's a different, he's talking about Navi here, primarily he's talking about Navi. Whereas in Hilchos Mamrim he doesn't mention anything about Navi, he's talking about Bezin. I think there's big differences between them, but even though from the first time I read it, I thought they were saying the same thing. Namely, if you say something's a din d'oraisa, so then it's going to be a problem. If you don't, then it won't be a problem. I actually think it's not the case, but we'll come back to that. Either way, the Rambam clearly held that this, that the Navi, it's also batosif, that a Navi who says, who can also be over batosif, how would he be by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva mitzvah, an additional mitzvah. And the Rambam Hilchos Sotah Torah repeats this. Davar Barum Mufurish B'Torah, here he's not talking about the Isser Lav, he's not necessarily talking about the Lav of Baltosif, but just what he wants to establish there is, he's actually discussing the parameters of Nevuah, what is legitimate and what is illegitimate for Nevuah, what then becomes obvious that the Navi is a Navi Sheker for the Rambam. Davar Barum Mufurish B'Torah, Shei Mitzvah, Menes La'olam, Le'olam, Le'olam, En Lo'shinoi, Ve'lo Giron, Ve'lo Tosef, Ve'shin Amar, Es Kol Davar, Shein Anuchi Mitzaveh Eschem, Osos Eshmin La'sos, Lo Sosev La'v, Lo Segrami Menu. So the Torah is eternal. Torah says like 8 or 9 times. There's a significant difference there, which I'm not going to discuss now. Maybe we'll come back to another point. So we know that that's Navi Sheker. Okay, and therefore he's chayav mitzvah b'chenek. So, now I think it's clear the Rambam understood that what it was at least in part talking about. You know, this is why it's clear. This is talking about Hara. This Isser M'rei. Now he doesn't just get it from the fact that it's Yachid versus Rambam. He gets it from because he thought the whole parsha was talking about the whole parsha. That pasuk is the pasuk Aleph. What follows is the parsha of Navi Sheker, and the Rambam understood clearly that these were integrated. That called over Shenuchim into Veschem also Shulos Losos Ivlos or Gomanu, and then when a Navi comes and he starts talking things, so the Rambam understood Apip Shutosh and Mikra. I think it's possible that he just understood that it's obvious. This is what the pasuk is talking about here. Losigra Losos Losigra means that you're talking about a Navi, who's, and if you're talking about a Navi, you're talking about somebody being Moreh. I'm not sure if there's a Makran Chazal that you know the Rambam found it in, but it certainly I think is compelling that the Rambam understood Shutosh and Mikra. Look here, the Torah is talking about what a Navi can and cannot say. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, this is the halachas of darshan from this of Navi Sheker and of what is legitimate. There's also for the Navi, it can be dangerous. If he's right, we have a mitzvah. Elav Tishmun. He's right, mitzvah to say it. If it's wrong, he's a Navi Sheker. Then he's chayv misa. It's either that there's a we had to listen to him or we had to kill him, but we can't just ignore him. So, but in any event, this parsha of I think it's clear the Rambam understood that was the parsha of Hara because it's talking about Navi, Navi with Shaykh for Navi and also for we'll see, but Bezin is being Moreh. What's a little bit troubling is the fact that that the Rambam doesn't count two mitzvos here. I think your Rosh Hashanah Perlo pointed out there are no money mitzvos who count Batosif. In other words, if this is the case that the two psukim are talking about two different things, that batosif asiyah is from that pasuk of re'eh, I'm sorry, of eschanan, and batosif haraz is re'eh, so it's a little troubling that it's only counted once in sefer mitzvahs. That's an issue. I think we would view it, we would conceive of it. It's also troubling. The Rambam's treatment of it is a little bit troubling. Is also true. The Rambam doesn't ever really. Speak at length of Los Yosef in the context of Bat Yosef and Mitzvos. He does mention it in various Mitzvos that Ein Mosifin, but only one time does he actually ever say, otherwise you're over on Los Yosef. Los Yosef, in other words, I'm inclined to think that's not a foundational point, that he doesn't think there's Bat Yosef, that it's a problem Bat Yosef, let's say, in Arsagi. I think that's probably unlikely. But nonetheless, the Rambam doesn't mention it, doesn't develop it at length, but it's possible that it's the same mitzvah, but it's a kind of I think we discussed this before, sort of a mitzvah shebechlalos. I mentioned this possibility in the context of, if you remember, what? Lukatim lachem. that maybe it's a mitzvah on pshuto shel mikra level. You would say it means, you know, what the Rambam says, which is really sort of litol be yom rishon the l'smach bo be mikdash kol shiva, sort of a combination combo. And he only counts that. Even though I think it's compelling to argue that the Rambam held there were two different mitzvahs, because they have different dinim, yom rishon and zayin mikdash. So maybe this is something like that, where. I'm sorry, it's actually a lav shebichlos. It's a kind of a lav shebichlos, right. So maybe that's what the reasoning is, even though there are two formulations in the Torah, but they're not different enough. The chiddush there is that they are, though, two different formulations, but they're not different enough to separate them, maybe. I'm not sure. It's a bothersome issue. V'yesh l'ayin bo, even though I do think it's compelling, that the Rambam does mean that. Does believe that you get the dinim from this pasuk of lo sifu al davar, you get the dinim of asiya, and from lo sif the pasuk lo sifu al davar, you get the dinim having to do with hara. Why they're not two mitzvos? Yesh la din b'davar. Is it possible the Rambam held that really the major iser batos of is this one, the batos of hara, and you know somehow to minimize the other one? I don't know. I don't think you can minimize it away and to say he didn't think it existed. You say at least in Berachos Kohen. Okay, so that's something to look into. But either way, I guess we'll start Neskavur or
yeah.
So just to quickly discuss before we just sort of dispatch the issue. What is Batas Bara? What is it? What are the parameters of it? What is the nature of it? Basically the question we want to ask is what big mosif to what? And then also who? What is Hosafa of what constitutes Hosafa of Hora, and who is over if he does it? So here we've seen the Rambam already. We have to put the two together, the case prior to versus after, and we'll discuss further. And we'll get also to your question, which is, you know, what is seemingly clear is you can't say it's batos if they're exercising the authority the Torah specifically vests them with and actually commands them to use. That is l'chorah davar pashut. The Torah says be mitakin. You can't say that would be baltosif. So we'll see. That actually is an argument, maybe, and we'll have to get to. Yeah, we'll turn to that. Then we'll get back to the issue of baltosif basia. Really, more what you find in the Bavli explicit. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Sure.